those cold blood, cold-blooded old times. Cold-blooded old times.
Hey, this is Christian
and Ryan
from Group Love, and you're listening to 91.5 FM.
WMFO Medford.
Take me to your best friend's house.
Sleeper arrives. It's a chaotic frenzy where the entire neighborhood.
Good morning!
And welcome back!
This is Songs with Words.
Again!
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO
Medford Tabs Freeform Radio!
Woo! Guys, for all of our loyal listeners, Welcome back.
We missed you.
We missed you so much. And for new listeners, this is the first Songs with Words show since May of last year.
We missed you so much. We missed the studio so much. Yeah. So much that I was late this morning and fumbled and gave you a little mix in the beginning. That's just because I love you all so much and, you know, it was a treat. Anyways, that was a song by Yuma Abe, a Japanese title that I don't know how to read, unfortunately. But, you know, what are you going to do? Maybe you can find it.
And my mother did just text me saying, you sound husky. So I want to apologize for my dark and mysterious voice right now.
Why would you apologize?
I don't know. I think it's pretty sexy.
I think
sexy.
It's pretty hot.
Yeah, I agree. I actually am not apologizing. It's the new me. Anyways, this is... I think that our theme is going to be, you know, songs we listen to over the summer.
Mm.
Because as our first show back.
Yeah.
As well as maybe one piece of words. One piece of words, I don't know.
One piece of words cake.
One piece of words.
One piece of a words cake that we baked this summer.
Yeah, or that we really liked eating this summer.
Mm-hmm. Something scrumptious.
Okay, and next we have In the Quiet Morning by Joan Baez. I was listening to this song every day in August. Such an amazing song. Okay, let's hear it.
Disaster rode out on the main line red. your baby never treats me.
What was that?
That was I Got a Bad and That Ain't Good by Nina Simone.
Mm-hmm.
Who I was listening to a lot this summer because we watched her documentary in my... Well, not her documentary. She didn't make it. But it's about her. In my... in the history class that I took over the summer. And, you know, what a woman.
So true. Next we have I Know What I Know by Paul Simon. I have, so basically, a little spiel. I have a very old car, and the tape deck that allows me to play music from my phone into my car broke at the beginning of the summer. And so instead of just buying a new one that would cost me $5, I decided that I was only going to listen to CDs for the rest of the summer because my amazing parents have a huge CD collection. So basically, I have no Spotify playlist from the summer. All I did on my hour drive to work and then an hour drive back was listen to CDs, particularly Bob Dylan, Paul Simon's Graceland album, the Dixie Chicks' Wide Open Spaces album, and a few more. So most of the songs that I will be playing today are from those CDs, and I just want you to know that. So you know that I'm cool and awesome, and I listen to CDs.
Oh, we know.
Okay, next. Let's go.
What is it? Did you say it already?
I know what I know, but
okay,
Paul Simon.
Okay.
She looked me over and I guess she thought I was all right. Alright in a sort of a limited way for an off night. She said, don't I know you from the cinematographer's party? I said, who am I to blow against the wind? I know, I say what I've said. We come and we go. That's the thing that I keep in the back of my head. I know, I say what I've said. We come and we go. That's the thing that I keep in the back of my head. It really reminds me of money. She was the kind of a girl that could say things that weren't that funny. I said, what does that mean? I really remind you of money. She said, oh, who am I to blow against the wind? I know, I'll say what I've said. We come and we go. That's the thing that I keep in the back of my head. I know, I'll say what I've said. We come and we go. That's the thing that I keep said, aren't you the woman who was recently given a Fulbright? She said, don't I know you from the cinematographer's party? I said, who am I to blow against the wind? I know, I'll say what I've said. We come and we go. That's the thing that I do in the back of my head. I know, I'll say what I've said. We come and we go. That's the thing that I do in the back of my head.
Found your first joy in life in the arms of a man. Don't tell me you wouldn't go.
That was Doorstep by Tuneyards. Just letting you know. Oh, and hey,
great
to the Falls Village.
No, it's the Great Falls Pickleball Club.
The Great Falls Pickleball Club. You're probably our only listeners right now.
But we appreciate you so much.
Thanks for tuning in. If you have a request, we'll take it, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah, we will. Okay, next we have It Ain't Me, Babe by Bob Dylan, and then maybe some words afterwards.
I would love some words afterwards.
All right.
Go away from my window, leave at your own chosen speed. I'm not the one you want, babe. I'm not the one you need. You say you're looking for someone who's never weak but always strong, to protect you and defend you, whether you are right or wrong. Someone to open each and every door, but it ain't me, babe. No, 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 it ain't me, babe. It ain't me you're looking for, babe. Ooh. Go lightly from the ledge, babe. Go lightly on the ground. I'm not the one you want, babe. I will only let you down. You say you're looking for someone who'll promise never to part. Someone to close his eyes for you. Someone to close his heart. Someone who will die for you and more. But it ain't me, babe. No, 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 it ain't me, babe. It ain't me you're looking for, babe. Go melt back in the night. Everything inside is made of stone. There's nothing in here moving. And anyway, I'm not alone. You say you're looking for someone who'll pick you up each time you fall. To gather flowers constantly. And to come each time you call. A lover for your life and nothing more. But it ain't me, babe. No, 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 it ain't me, babe. It ain't me you're looking for, babe. Muskrat, muskrat, candy light. Doing the town in and doing it right in the evening. It's pretty pleasing. Muskrat Susie, muskrat Sam. The jitterbug out at Muskrat Land and the shimmy. Sammy so skinny. And they whirl and they twirl and they tangle. Singing and jinging the jangle. Floating like the heavens. Looks like muskrat love. Nibbling on bacon, chewing on cheese. Sammy says to Susie, honey, would you please misses. And she says yes with her kisses. So he's tickling her fancy, rubbing her toes, muzzle to muzzle. Now anything goes as he wriggles. I see Sue start to giggle. They whirl and they twirl and they tangle, singing and jingling the jangle, floating like
da 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 da.
That was Muskrat Love, Muskrat Candlelight, which I had never heard before. Had you heard that
That's
song
a
before?
Weird name.
It is a weird name. I don't know what a muskrat is, but...
No, I know. I know. I know. It's like a rodent.
Awesome. That's awesome. Anyways, that was a song of the summer from Eli, who is our other...
Hi, Eli.
I'm sorry we didn't call you out earlier. It was just a little bit more special that the entire Great Falls pickleball team was listening to us all together.
Yeah.
But you are our other loyalist listener, and we're sorry for taking you for granted.
Yes. Okay, so now we're at the time in our episode where we're going to read some words, or I am going to read some words, and then Veronica might read some words.
She will.
A song after. So this summer I read a lot of books. I also listened to a lot of books. Mm. Got into audiobooks, which I was really adamantly against for the longest time.
As am I.
But sometimes you just can't read and do your thing at the same time.
Yeah.
But something I did actually physically read for the first time is The White Album by Joan Didion. And I cannot believe I hadn't read this book before, because I have read a lot of Joan Didion, and this one seems like the most iconic one and what everybody should start with, or at least read, like, if you're going to call yourself a Joan Didion fan. Well, anyways, so I have one of my favorite excerpts from the book. All right, here we go. I'll tell you this not as aimless revelation, but because I want you to know, as you read me, precisely who I am and where I am and what is on my mind. I want you to understand exactly what you are getting. You are getting a woman for who for some time now has felt radically separated from most of the ideas that seem to interest people. You are getting a woman who somewhere along the line misplaced whatever slight faith she ever had in the social contract, in the melodrative principle, in the whole grand pattern of human endeavor. Quite often during the past several years, I have felt myself a sleepwalker, moving through the world unconscious of the moment's high issues, oblivious to its data, alert only to the stuff of bad dreams, the children burning in the locked car in the supermarket parking lot, the bike boys stripping down stolen cars on the captive cripple's ranch, the freeway sniper who feels real bad about picking off the family of five, the hustlers, the insane, the cunning oaky faces that turn up in military investigations, the sullen lurkers in the doorways, the lost children, all the ignorant armies jostling in the night, acquaintances read the New York Times and try to tell me the news of the world. I listen to call-in shows. And I really like that because it ends with call-in shows, and this is a call-in show. Sorry.
That's really good. I didn't even realize that.
Yeah.
I'm actually a little bit mad at you right now because all year last year, I was waiting for the perfect day to read Joan Didion, and I never found it.
And I found it.
And you found it, I guess. Anyways, we'll be hearing more Joan Didion to come because, well, not today, but you've opened the bag now.
Yeah. Should we listen to another song? And then
we should listen
words?
To another All song, right. But it's, oh my God, thank God. Okay.
this is Black Hawk by Emmylou Harris. Emmylou Harris was the artist of the summer for me.
Mm.
I am a new, like, worshiper of Emmylou Harris. So here we go.
Double shift in a
PSA time! It takes more than good grades to get into college. For all the steps, visit knowhowtogo.org today. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Boo.
Okay, bye!
Pass it to me. I've been dying to try to climb the star in your eye to something so high about you. With nothing to lose, sky with something so high. Winding all the reels around sideways, sideways. Jump to get a foot on the ground, chasing.
Sideways by Dreamsitch, Michael Now, and Floating Action. And I think that's a full album, but I was listening to many songs from either the album or the EP all summer, and they're just lovely. What?
I love this poem.
Oh,
sorry.
Joe just got really excited. It's really cute because you read like my favorite writing today, and now I'm reading for you, Joe. So this is Roses Late Summer by Mary Oliver. I was reading a collection of her book when I was in England this summer for a brief amount of time. Toby's not listening, but he knows. Anyways. What happens to the leaves after they turn red and golden and fall away? What happens to the singing birds when they can't sing any longer? What happens to their quick wings? Do you think there is any personal heaven for any of us? Do you think anyone, the other side of that darkness, will call to us, meaning us? Beyond the trees, the foxes keep teaching their children to live in the valley. So they never seem to vanish. They are always there in the blossom of the light that stands up every morning in the dark sky. And over one more set of hills along the sea, the last roses have opened their factories of sweetness and are giving it back to the world. If I had another life, I would want to spend it all on some unstinting happiness. I would be a fox or a tree full of waving branches. I wouldn't mind being a rose in a field full of roses. Fear has not yet occurred to them, nor ambition. Reason they have not yet thought of. Neither do they ask how long they must be roses, and then what, or any other foolish question.
Beautiful. I love Mary Oliver.
Thank you, Mary. Thank you, Mary, for everything.
Seriously. Seriously.
What's next?
Next, we have a little bit of a vibe switch up. We have Tonight the Heartache's on Me by the newly rebranded Dixie Chicks into just the Chicks.
Are they making new music?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But this is not their new music.
No,
I haven't
no.
listened to any of their new music, but I'm sure it's great.
I could attest that this was on a CD
this
summer.
Yeah, it was. This was a headbanger. Okay, let's listen.
Heard a pin drop when they walked through the door. Tonight, the heart.
statues in the park, mosaic faces fading.
That was Quiet Eyes by Sharon Vanney, and, you know, what can I say?
Not much.
I was listening.
Okay, and next we have Communist Daughter by Neutral Milk Hotel.
This is, what a range today.
I know. I kind of am done with my, I did the CD thing, I'm done with it, now I'm just playing other music I listen to in my headphones this summer, and I was really into Neutral Milk Hotel. But you know what I'm not into these days is bands just coming up with the randomest, weirdest names. Like, sometimes it works, and sometimes it just doesn't. Like, I don't know.
Like, can you give us an example? Neutral Milk Hotel has been around for a while.
Yeah, so and I'm just sorry, their name doesn't work. What does work, like, what's the orange band? What is it?
The orange band? Orange
no.
juice?
It's like,
Blood Orange?
No.
Like,
Orange County? You know what I'm talking about?
We'll Orange County?
We'll get back to you on this, okay? Let's listen to Communist Daughter by Neutral Milk Hotel.
Sweet. water standing on the seaweed water. Semen stains the mountaintop. Semen stains the mountaintops with coca leaves along the border. Sweetness swings from every corner. Cars careening from the cloud. The bridges burst and twist around. And wanting something warm and moving bends towards herself. The soothing proves that she must still exist. She moves herself about her face. Sweet communist, the communist daughter standing on the seaweed water. Semen stains the mountaintops. Semen stains the mountaintops.
Rex Orange County.
Thank you, Eli.
That is the name of the band, or the weird artist names that work. Rex Orange County is a great name for an artist.
It rings. It rings.
It makes sense.
Neutral Milk Hotel?
No, it doesn't work. But I do like their music. Anyways.
Last up, we're going to hear Saturday Sun by Nick Drake. It is Sunday. This has been Songs with Words. And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford's House Freeform Radio. Goodbye.
See you guys next week at 10 a.m. Tune back in. We love you.
Thanks for tuning in. Have a good pickleball.
Have a good day. Bye.
Saturday sun came early one morning in a sky so clear and blue. But Saturday sun came without warning. No one knew what to do. Saturday sun brought people and faces that didn't seem much in their day. When I remember those people.